All three members of Vermont's congressional delegation say they are outraged by President Trump's comments that blame civil rights activists for the violence in Charlottesville, Virginia this past weekend. VPR's Bob Kinzel reports.
The president's comments on Tuesday night were a sharp departure from the more moderate tone he expressed earlier in the week when he condemned racism in this country and the work of neo-Nazi groups and the Ku Klux Klan. In his latest comments, he blamed the violence in Charlottesville on both sides, the right-wing groups who protested the removal of a statue of Robert E. Lee and the civil rights activists who supported taking it down. Senator Patrick Leahy says he's appalled at Trump's analysis of this situation.
This is not moral leadership. What President Trump was doing was just fanning the hatred that goes on.
Leahy says Trump's comments are an effort to legitimize the work of radical right-wing groups.
You condemn them and you don't equate them with others who are just involved in peaceful dissent. The Nazis, the alt-right, the white supremacists, they have a hateful ideology, and there's no place for that in the United States.
Congressman Peter Welch says he thinks the president revealed some of his core political beliefs with his comments.
It's pretty clear from his words that where his heart is giving support to a radical fringe. And we have a fringe in this country that is white supremacist, believes in racial superiority.
And Welch says Trump is leading the country down a very dangerous path.
No high political leader should condone political statements that are going to cause the erosion of rights and sowing the seeds of hatred against fellow citizens. And Donald Trump is very dangerously in the territory of doing that.
Both Welch and Leahy agree that Confederate statues should be taken down. In the National Statuary Hall that's located in the Capitol building in Washington, states are represented by two people, and each state selects their individuals on a rotating basis. Currently, Vermont honors both Ethan Allen and former U.S. Senator and abolitionist Jacob Collamer. One of the Mississippi statues is Jefferson Davis, the president of the Confederacy. Only an individual state can remove one of its statues. Until Mississippi takes that action, Leahy thinks a sign should be put up.
If it's going to stay there, there should be a sign by it to say that he was a traitor to his own country. He wanted to violate our Constitution.
In a written statement, Senator Bernie Sanders said, quote, "President Trump, you are embarrassing our country and the millions of Americans who fought and died to defeat Nazism. The violence in Charlottesville was caused by neo-Nazis and white supremacists who are attempting to spread their hateful and racist ideology." For VPR News, I'm Bob Kinzel in Montpelier.